This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, May 6th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Labor calls for fewer bills. Yurta backs Becerra. Costa faced ethics probe, and Lindbergh says U.S. can be a uniter on food aid. California Labor Federation Chief Lorena Gonzalez is calling for the legislature to reduce the number of bills it handles every year. She also wants stricter committee attendance rules, arguing the current process weakens oversight on affordability issues. Speaking at a Capital Weekly affordability conference recently, Gonzalez said lawmakers should not serve on committees that meet at the same time. She said members often rush between hearings and miss key discussions. Gonzalez asserts that, quote, you're supposed to be hearing from both sides. You're supposed to be asking those hard questions. She said lawmakers rely too much on staff recommendations and caucus positions. She added that the high bill volume creates piecemeal approach to issues like electricity costs, housing, and insurance. We've got to address it, Gonzalez said. She added lawmakers should become policy experts in the subject assigned to their committees. Just as the panel wrapped up, Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas' office touted his effort to reduce the number of bills allowed for each assembly member from 50 to 35. Rivas said in a statement that he wants every lawmaker, quote, to have the greatest possible bandwidth to focus on laws that uplift affordability and prosperity. According to the Speaker's office, bill introductions fell by nearly 13% this year, with 608 fewer bills compared to the previous session. You can find out more about the affordability debates in the AgriPulse West newsletter. It hits inboxes later this morning. Farm worker rights icon Dolores Huerta is backing Xavier Becerra for California governor, giving the former U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary a high-profile endorsement tied to the state's labor and Latino organizing history. Becerra announced the endorsement on social media, saying he was honored to have Huerta support and praising her as a, quote, relentless champion for working people. Huerta co-founded the United Farm Workers and remains one of California's most prominent advocates. The endorsement could help Becerra deepen his appeal among labor, Latino, and Central Valley voters in a crowded race to succeed Governor Gavin Newsom. Becerra has leaned into his agriculture roots as the son of a farm worker. Representative Jim Costa was investigated by House Ethics officials in 2023 over allegations involving inappropriate behavior toward congressional interns, according to the political news outlet Notice. The inquiry examined claims that some interns felt uncomfortable with Costa's conduct. No formal charges or public disciplinary action resulted from the investigation. Costa's office denied wrongdoing and said the allegations were unsubstantiated. The Fresno Democrat has continued serving on the House Agriculture Committee, where he remains a prominent voice on water, farm labor, and San Joaquin Valley agriculture issues. The Trump administration's pick for the U.S. candidate to held the World Food Program laid out his case in an op-ed for Newsweek, arguing he can, quote, unite member states. America First, in fact, has never meant America alone, Luke Lindbergh, who currently serves as USDA Undersecretary for Trade Rights. This is a moment to choose leadership that is both principled and practical. Leadership that can unite member states. Leadership that can strengthen trust and deliver results at scale. Lindbergh pointed to his oversight of several food assistance programs, including the newly housed Food for Peace program, as a demonstration of his abilities. WFP deserves leadership that will meet this moment with urgency, credibility, and resolve, and I would be honored and humbled to serve humanity in this noble task, he added. A person familiar with the situation told AgriPulse that Lindbergh has yet to meet with United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres and wanted to get the op-ed out before the formal interview process kicks off. But Chris Barrett, a food security and ag economist professor at Cornell, said the U.S. candidate making his case publicly is unusual, given the U.S. candidate has been appointed to lead WFP since the 1990s. It suggests to me an awareness that the international community might not exhibit its traditional deference to the U.S., Barrett said in an email. DVEX first reported on some European resistance to another U.S. WFP executive director. An official from a European nation told AgriPulse that, quote, President Trump has shaken the chessboard on international assistance and should not expect other countries to react passively. He thinks that the other pieces are going to stay there in the air, but no, that's not what will happen. I think that the pieces are going to look for a new alliance and the chessboard will be different in the future, they said. When asked about potential European opposition last week, Lindbergh told AgriPulse he hasn't heard of any concerns about his nomination. At a roundtable with manufacturers of child malnutrition treatments on Monday, Lindbergh also pushed back on criticisms that the administration has deprioritized international aid. Right now, there's a sense about the world that the U.S. is retreating from our role in international affairs. And I want to say today that could not be more incorrect. He said the United States is stepping up and admittedly different ways, and the administration is seeking to align with where the American people are at. Here's today's final word. California Women for Agriculture is the state's most active volunteer agriculture organization. That the word of Assemblymember Cecilia Aguiar Curry of Winters welcoming the advocates to the legislature this week. Founded in 1975, the group consists of 1,000 farmers, ranchers, bankers, and other professionals and has more than 20 chapters dedicated to promoting and educating the public on agriculture, explained Aguiar Curry. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, May 6th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chop Alley.